The Queensland Government's new youth justice policies are the latest step in reducing reoffending among young people, says Minister for Youth Justice Di Farmer.
We want to stop young people from getting into the system in the first place, or, as I said, stopping them from continuing in the cycle of crimes. We've actually spent about $1.4 billion since 2015 building new detention centres, but also putting a range of measures in place which are aimed at reducing reoffending, and a number of them are now, you know, have been going for a couple of years or even a bit longer, and we are seeing, you know, significant decreases in offending. In fact, in the last 5 years, we've seen something like a 31% drop in youth offending. We are never going to get zero youth crime. They are aimed, as I said, at reducing the levels of reoffending.
She says that harsher penalties for young offenders will help keep local communities safer.
We are reducing the number and severity of offences by young criminals, then that is going to be best for the community. And look, I've said since starting as minister that we are evaluating every single one of the programs we do, and if they are not working, then we will stop doing them. And we need to know that everything we're doing is evidence-based, because the community relies on us to be doing that.
The minister says that while the laws may seem extreme to some, they are merely one part of creating an environment where young people can thrive.
There are two very polarised points of view on this. One of them is that you should lock them up and throw away the key, and the other is that you shouldn't lock them up at all. So we say you have to actually do a bit of both. We believe that if someone's committed a serious offence, they need to be detained. If they're a risk to the community or if they're at risk of reoffending, they should be detained. But, you know, it's that two-pronged approach that we can't do just that. We must also do the early intervention and prevention, which takes a much longer time to actually have an impact.
A Northern Queensland principal who has chosen to remain anonymous says he agrees the policies are necessary.
I think if it is real, if they really are putting these young people away for longer, and they really do go away for, you know, longer, not just another 3 days or something, it will have a positive effect on the community.
He says that students aren't given the resources they need to succeed and often resort to violence.
They don't come to school with what we call a socio-emotional toolkit, which is a toolkit that many of us have in society. But these young people, as soon as anything even slightly goes wrong, even just a teacher asking them to go to class, they'll become very, very angry, very, very violent, very, very quickly. And it's dangerous. I've probably got about 40 students in the school at the moment, or thereabouts, who I would say are dangerous. In the last year, I've been physically hit 4 times, actually physically hit by another student, and, you know, threatened probably, you know, another 4 or 5 times, but, you know, was able to talk the student down.
He believes that teachers in schools also need to be given more support when dealing with students acting dangerously in schools.
We are trying. We are finding that as each month goes by, it just seems to be getting worse and worse. All of the deputies and the principal now have security padlocks on all of our doors. We actually have proper security doors on our offices, not just an ordinary handle and an ordinary lock, because that's our safe haven that we can escape to if things start going wrong, which they do. Many of them have been in juvenile detention, but they only go to juvenile detention for a very short time, and then they find their way back to us. They'll steal another car or commit another crime, or find their way back to juvenile for, you know, a week or two. They'll be out, they'll come out again, they'll commit more crime, physically assault teachers, physically assault students. We can suspend these students, but it's becoming more and more difficult. The humanitarian rights people are very strong in these young people's court, and as soon as we suspend them for any more than a few days, we have to account for ourselves, and we have to say why we are denying these violent young people an education. They will physically assault a teacher or physically assault another student, and they'll get suspended for a few days, and then they'll come back again, physically assault another student, get suspended again.